live from the hull of a ship, it's the Football Pubcast News Round with me, Michael Coxon. Later in the show, we have exclusive recordings of voicemails left on Andrew Sachs's answering machine by Manchester City's chief executive, Gary Cook. But first, it's International Week, and that can only mean one thing. I've only just woken up after the most boring weekend of the month. But, like many, I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised to see England edged ever closer to another quarter-final exit next summer at the hands of Portugal, after beating a substandard and Hristo Stoichkovless Bulgarian side 3-0. Now, the game was marred by offensive chanting by both the Bulgarian and English fans, something that people seem to be forgetting. But, plus sides, our one goalkeeper still looks solid, let's hope he doesn't get injured. Wayne Rooney still looks exactly like he did before the last World Cup, and we know how well that went. And Gary Cahill is emerging as our second best striker. Hopefully, though, that might change. Andy Carroll should be inspired by the fact that he's pretty much doppelganger in all but skill, ability and success. Ronaldinho was returned to the international fold. So, Andy, don't give up on those pies in nightclubs just yet. Elsewhere, great win for Wales against Montenegro, helping out their beloved neighbours and overlords England. Thanks, Wales. Now, tonight, if you can just roll over, that would be wonderful. We also saw Scotland robbed of the opportunity to lose in the playoffs after the Czech Republic scored with a dodgy penalty right at the end. But even worse, Scotland didn't get their penalty for diving. Now, where is the justice in that, I ask you? Northern Ireland's hopes are looking slim. Don't know what the result was, I'm just assuming that to be the case. Republic of Ireland drew, there's a surprise, a boring Republic of Ireland game. Anyone would think they had an Italian manager. But the big game, of course, was Andorra versus Armenia, that managed to attract over 300 people, boosting their average attendance to around 280. It really is ridiculous. These smaller nations don't have to go through a preliminary round. Hey, and at least Andorra and San Marino might win a game if they played each other. But the major news for the Football Pubcast this week is we have a new team. They're not even from Europe. They're not even from the Northern Hemisphere. If anything, we're going a bit rugby for my liking. Now, of course, it's the, I'd say wonderfully named, but let's face it, a little strangely named, Melbourne Heart. Now, the Hearts, as I'm deciding they're known, have only been in existence for about 3 years, but they already have a fierce rivalry with their crosstown neighbours, who happen to play at the same ground, Melbourne Victory. Now, I know what you're thinking, with a name like that, there is probably going to be only one victor. But the real victory in these games is the fans. Already in 3 games, there's been 3 sendings off. And what's more, Hart have the greatest named Dutchman. He's an Ajax legend, but he sounds like a Lancastrian transporter. It's Jan Vant Schip. Now, with a manager like that, they can only go far. Previous players for the club already include the legendary John Aloisi. And that's about it. So if you're a Portsmouth fan, get excited now. Elsewhere in football this week, aside from the international break, Jerry Barton's been to the National Gallery. Sure he enjoyed that. Not sure the curators did, but hey, we'll go with it. And of course, the aforementioned Gary Cook left a bit of a nasty email for Nedimanua's cancer-suffering mother. But luckily, it was all just a hoax. It wasn't him. Someone hacked into his email account. He was innocent. He'd never make a slip-up, like inducting Uwe Rosler into the Manchester United Hall of Fame, when everyone knows Georgie Kinkladze's a far better player. There you go, that's all we've got time for this week. To be fair, it is 6:53 in the morning. I don't really feel like speaking much more, so I'll probably be back next week. Ta-ra!